The beluga calf the Alaska Sea Life Center rescued from Naknek Bay has died. The cause of death is unknown, but experts say it's difficult to keep a newborn whale alive in captivity. APRN's Wendy Johnson reports.
The baby beluga rescued from Naknek Bay 3 weeks ago was having trouble processing food from the beginning. It was under 24-hour supervision by three rotating teams of three caregivers. Then yesterday evening, a team noticed he had an elevated heart rate. They brought in three additional experts to try to save the animal, but the calf died late last night. Despite the excitement surrounding the baby beluga's rescue, Tara Reamer Jones, president of the Alaska Sea Life Center, says they weren't surprised when the calf died.
The team that was actually working with the animal every day, while they were the closest to the animal, I think they also were the most realistic about its future. The rest of the staff, I think, probably took the news even harder because they wanted to believe so much that this was going to be successful. And it's just been very difficult when visitors have been coming in and asking, how's the beluga doing, to have to give them the truth this morning.
The beluga was only a few days old when it was found in Naknek on June 18th. Though belugas can survive for decades as adults in captivity, not much is known about keeping them alive as calves or just after birth. Jones says the team kept that in mind over the last 3 weeks.
We were trying to always be careful to say we were being cautiously optimistic. The truth is that the team was really surprised that the animal actually lived this long.
Jones says that the baby beluga found in Naknek 3 weeks ago was the first neonatal beluga to be rescued in the United States.
From the very beginning, every day was a win with this animal, and every day that we learned more about caring for a neonatal beluga was really a win for the team.
In the past 3 weeks, scientists and veterinarians have been visiting and calling to ask about the beluga. Jones says the center built a vast network of people willing to work on beluga neonatal care, and the team and scientists now know more about the whales during this stage in their lives.
We'll now have a better understanding of the intensity of what's required in these situations, what's required logistically, to meet the demands of a neonatal beluga calf.
They will be conducting a necropsy this afternoon. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Johnson.